I apologize. As I was getting ready to go, somebody, his father was Nifter, so we had to make the arrangements now. We want to look at the, take a step back at the sugya and outline the sugya of what's me'akeh b'miluim. So the bottom of Davidalad Amid Beis, the Machlekes B'Chanin Rabbi Yechanan, and we pointed out that our sugya is Rabbi Yechanan sugya, and the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan B'Chanina is whether the details of the Miluim were Ma'akev during the time of the Miluim. So Rabbi Chanina said that the details of the Miluim, Kol HaKosov Behen, is only Ma'akev, the Ma'akev Lederis. And the Yechanan said that the details of the Miluim, that they were Ma'akev, Kol HaKosov Ma'akev Behen. The Gemara says, Mai Beinayu, what's the nafkamina between the two shitas? So in other words, the question is, between Rabbi Yechanan and Chanina, b'yimei ha-miluim, what was the difference? What was it was not ma'akev? So we know that it was the smicha, that ribui begod mamshicha. We know that it's tenufim and frisha. So that was a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan, whether back in the Midbar, so that was ma'akev or not. There's no machlekes between them as what's ma'akev loss of love, as far as we know. But what was ma'akev b'mei ha'miluim? So then the Gemara on Heyam and Aleph says, what is the svara for Rabbi Yechanan? Right? What's the svara to say, kol ma the kosev bo ma'akev? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, v'sisa la'arin uvonov, kocham kocha yosef, v'sisa la'arin uvonov. Right, the parsha at the end of parsha Tzava. The two parshas, the parsha in the Tzava is the tzivi for the milu, and the parsha in Tzav is the bikiyam of that parsha. So in the parsha Tzav, Vasisa la Aaron Levon of Kocha, Kachola Sheitzi Visa. So Kocha is extra. So we have the Gemara in Yevamah that every time it says Kocha, Kocha is Likuba. When it comes to Gabi Chalitza, so the Gemara there says that the Machlokes Tanoim, exactly what's Ma'akev by Chalitza, whether it's only that which the Gemara, that which the Halacha is, that the husband has to do, or whether even that which the woman does in chalitz is ma'akev. Kocha yosa le'ish. So it says kocha, so something's ma'akev. Gemara Torah, because Adam says, this has to be done, kocha. So that's l'chor le'ikuva. So our Gemara says, so everything in Parshas Tetzava would be le'ikuva. Then the Gemara says, but that, what about the parsha of Tzav, the truth of the parsha of the Tzav, whatever the parsha of Tzav. So that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi's marich. What exactly is the difference between parsha of Tzav and parsha of the Tzav? So Rashi says it has to do with the Urim V'Tumim. That in parshas it says Urim V'Tumim both in Tzav and the Tzav. But a parsha of the Tzav, the Urim V'Tumim is part of the Big Day Kahuna, it's not part of the Din Miluim. And a parsha of the Tzav is part of the Din Miluim. So now the question is, wearing the Urim V'Tumim during the Yimei Miluim, is that going to be Le'ikuva? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon holds Le'ikuva. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon will darshan Gzeirah Shava Pesach Pesach. Or if Mishashaya says he'll darshan Ushamartem Es Mishmeres, that in parshas Tzav, so there the Torah says Pesach oil moed, the same Pasuk. So it either be Gzeirah Shava, or the end of the Pasuk is Ushmartem is Mishmeres Hashem, Beloy Samusu Ki Chain Suvesi. So those are all extra Lashonis. Ushmartem is Mishmeres Hashem, what does that add? Ki Chain Suvesi, what does it add? So that's a machlekes between Rav Mishashaya and Rav Ashi, which Lashon teaches us that according to Rabbi Yochanan, everything which is in Parshas Tzav is also Ikuva. Okay, so that's the sugya. Right, what has to be understood in the sugya? What do the kashas have in the sugya? No. What is new? Mitvos kasha. What does Reb Chanina? How does he fend Reb Yechanan's limud? In Yevamos kocha yosel lishes mukum al tanoim. So mitvos kasha is the Gemara only asks, how does Reb Yechanan know that it is everything's liikuba? The Gemara doesn't ask Reb Chanina. How does Reb Chanina know that only those that's Likuva later on is Likuva? So why does the Gemara only drill down Reb Yechanan? And what does Reb Chanina say to Reb Yechanan? That's one kasha. What else? Who? Gemara later on discusses Big Day Kahuna, Kate Sahil Bishan. There's one of the Gemaras that says, why are we discussing how they were malbish the koyin godol b'mei miluvin madahava have? No, well, the case of malbishin lost a lovey not mikishivo aren't avon of vashim b'am after chesam esim. No, then we'll figure out case of malbishin. No, lemizbar kiroi peligiva. They have to explain the psukim. So why did the Gemara not cut us off on Hay of an Aleph? And when the Gemara says at the very bottom of Dalman Beis, My Beinayu means what's the Nafkamina, the Imam Miluim. So why did the Gemara say, My the Have Have? No. What do you have to say? Kasha number one, how do we understand, how are we going to explain the machlokes Reb Yechanan Chanina? What's the yoytzei midivrayim? How are you going to be magdir the machlokes? So we remember that a little bit before. Kasha number two is, Ritvos Kasha. What's Reb Chanina saying to Reb Yechanan? And kasha number three is, why did the Gemara cut us off and say, May the have a have? No, Sutta Teretz. So the Ritva, let's start with the Ritva. So the Ritva says, that there are two possibilities. Either Reb Chanina does not agree that these limudim are le'ikuva. The different, exactly how he would for the kocha yosalish yavam is not clear. But then the Ritva says, but another possibility is that it's a machlokes in svara. That it wasn't, that it's not svaradik. And if I wrote the light, the svarahu, the leikos vahai, ella ledover hamaake ledoros. In other words, the Ritva says that that everybody agrees there is something that is leikuva. The only question is, leikuva ledoros or not? Nope. Okay, so maybe the Ritva is saying, that's how they will disagree on the kocha, just like in the Gemara in Yevamos, the machlek is kocha yosalish, does it apply to everything or only that which the husband has to do? So maybe the Ritva is saying the same things over here. It says kocha, there are things that are leikuva. So the Rebbe Chanina says the things that are leikuva, the daris are leikuva. But then the Ritva says maybe it isn't just how to learn limudim, maybe it's a svara, the svarahu. The loy kosva hai ella ledorva ma'ake ledoris. That the Torah only says kocha, the svara. No, so what's the, he doesn't tell us what the svara is. What's the svara? Whether it should only be ledoris. only that which ledarves, if it's ma'akev ledarves, it's ma'akev b'shas ha'miluim. So her, what's the ritva? How does he want us to understand the sugya? If it's ma'akev ledarves, so then maybe that's why they don't need to have a limba. No one's asking Chanina, what's explain to us why if it's ma'akev ledarves, ma'akev during the miluah. They're asking, if it's not ma'akev l'daris, why should it be ma'akev in the milum? So l'chayra, what's the nekuda? That according to Rabbi Chanina, whatever avoida was done, b'shas ha-miluim, was an avoida kitikuna. The pshat in miluim is to do the avoida that's going to be done later on, and we do it now. It's ke'ein, amosh l'adug m'ke'ein avoidos m'chanchosan, l'vishos m'chanchosan. So the avoida that begins that initiates Beis HaMikdash is the avoida shel ledarves. So lechora, why should if the avoida is not ma'akev ledarves, if the prote avoida not ma'akev ledarves, why should it be ma'akev during the Yom Miluim? Right? If smicha is not ma'akev ledarves, it's the same smicha, the same tnufa. Right? Kriyas Parshas later on. If Rebbe Vigodim, so why should it not be? Why should it be ma'akev now? So lechayv Rebbechan is the chiddush. Lechayv, what's Rebbechan's chiddush? He's saying, Rebbechan's lechayv is saying that the gather b'mei miluim is not avaydasa mechanchosan. That the din of b'mei miluim, that there's a different. When the Rebbeinu gave us the parsha in Tzav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving us another din, another mitzvah. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and when the Torah says kocha yeyosa, so it means now this is going to be leikuva. So lechayra, the geder din is during the yemei amiluim. Did the avoida shemiluim pick up a new kiyum? Avoida is the ispshat. Is pshat and chinuch and chanukas amikdash to get into the maslul, or is there another din that we have to initiate the mikdash? It's a din, chanukas amikdash, and the way that we're mechanich the mikdash is to do a run through of the avoida. But in chanukas amikdash, the chanukas mikdash is not fully kodesh unless we do all the avoida, and we do the avoida b'chol perotel. So it's ma'akiv nachalais kedusha. Right, so that would be the mashal. Again, we can explain it. We can explain it based on the Gemara said earlier. Gemara said earlier that when was that the avoida shebekodshei kodshim was initiated on the first Yom Kippur. In other words, when we were mechanech the Beis Hamikdash in Midbar, so no one went into the kodshei kodshim then. So Gemara says Yom Kippur was the initiation of the Avoida in Kodshei Kodshim. So one could say that until the Avoida was done in Kodshei Kodshim, so the full Chaleis Kedusha didn't happen in Kodshei Kodshim. The first Yom Kippur after Chanukas HaMikdash, Chanukas HaMishkan. The second Yom Kippur Midbar, the first Yom Kippur after that was when Aaron HaKohen went into Kodshei Kodshim. So his avoid in Kodshei Kodshim now was Meichal the Kedusha Shleim of Kodshei Kodshim in the Mishkan. So the avoida of Aaron HaKohen the first Yom Kippur had two halachos. One halacha was the avoida Sayyim. The other halacha was the avoda machaneches. So, and the kedusha was only fully chal when that avoda was on the kodesh kodeshim. So one could say that Rabbi Yechon is saying when the avoda is the avoda kitikuna, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chil b'dieved. But when the avoda is going to accomplish mechal hektish, so it has to be mechal hektish and all the protim. So if I do a korm without smicha, So I haven't been mechal the kedusha that was supposed to happen through this semicha. So l'chaira, you have a similar discussion, just as a mashal. Gav chinuch ketanim, right? Is chinuch ketanim? Does chinuch ketanim? It's not the same thing, but it's a mashal. Does chinuch ketanim? Is it lemirgalavam? Is chinuch ketanim speaking tikuna? Do you have to give your kid a kosher lulav, a kosher esrog, or can you have a posel esrog? Right? The Tosfos Yeshayahu at the very end of Yuma, when a child fasts at the beginning for a few hours in Yom Kippur, is that a key mitzvah chinuch? He's not doing the same thing. So the Tosfos Yeshayahu says no. There are two different halachas of chinuch. One is to teach the child kibrogid what halach is, and the other is to train the child. But the training is not need not be done kitikuna. So that's the machloikas. The mitzvah chinuch the rabbanon is that Chazal or Mesakin, the child has to do the mitzvah kitikuna, or Chazal or Mesakin, that a child has to become murgo. So over here, the din of being machanech the mishkan and mikdash, me and milu, and what was the din? It was the din that the avodos machanchoson, the avodos should be on kitikuna, and if the avodos ledarveis, if details are missing in the avodos ledarveis, so then that's the same melacha. It's the same smicha. It's the same korban. It's the same mazos. All the same. So if it's going to be ma'akel ledarveis, it's ma'akev not. So that I don't need a limud for that. If Yechon is machadesh, that the mitzvah of miluim, this could be 2 days in the, what we're saying now, to be magdir of Yechonon, could be 2 days in the Ritva. If Rabbi Yechonon's din is because he learned the Xeris HaKosev this way, so in Tzarechi and how we would necessarily advance. But if Rabbi Yechonon is a svara, the svara who, the like Kosev Hai Ella Dover Ma'akev Ledoros, right, that Rabbi Yechonon, the Rechanina is saying that there's a svara, so Rabbi Yechonon is chalik in the svara. So what's the machlekas in the svara? So the machlekas in the svara is that the melacha is Yimei Miluim have a different kiyum, like kiyum lechanech. For that, we say that we want the avoida to be meichal the hektish b'milua. So l'chora, that would be the machlokes between the 2 days of Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Chanina. Certainly according to Ritva's second day. So l'chora, the 2 days of the Ritva, maybe Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechonon, if we take it a step further, so maybe that becomes further reflected in the Machlekes Rambam and Ramban about the Yemei HaMiluim. But the end, the Shevresh Gimel of Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Rambam telling us that the Targ Mitzvahs does not include the Mitzvahs that are not Lidoros. Tariq mitzvah is only Lidoros. Rambam says because Tariq mitzvah comes from the Pasuk, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Meirosha Kilas Yaakov, so only that which is a Meirosha is included in the Tariq mitzvah. Rambam is a very interesting lashon. He says that only the mitzvah Lidoros became incumbent upon us in Har Sinai. Rambam says that if we would include the mitzvahs that are not Lidoros, we would for sure exceed Tayag, we would exceed Resh Mem Ches, we would exceed Shin Samachay, but the Lashon is, Ki mitzvahs she'ena neihogos Lidoros ein keshel en b'sinai, ein she'nemu b'sinai zulasei. Even a mitzvah was given Har Sinai, but a mitzvah that was not Lidoros, was said at Sinai, so Kabbalah Satorah Sinai was not the Machayiv. The Kabbalah Satorah Sinai, the Nasiv and Nishma, the Bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us, was only the mitzvahs that are Lidoros, not the Eroisha. So there, so the Targ mitzvahs are the mitzvahs that are Mekusher to Har Sinai. That's a very important Yesod in the Rambam's definition of what's called Tariq mitzvahs. So the Rambam, when he gives different examples of the mitzvahs that he's not going to include, so he's not going to include all the halachas of being careful of Shas Matan itself, Al Yosu Lalois El Hashem. He's not going to include the mitzvah Prisha in preparation for Har Sinai. And then the Rambam slips in towards the very, very end of his Shoyrish. That would happen in the Yemei Amiluim. The Loyat Sivui. Yeah. He says, if we would include all the mitzvahs that we received in Mitzrayim, v'kol ma sheba b'miluim, v'zulosam, kulam k'suv b'Torah, mehem asay, mehem lo yisaseh. So the Ramban, even though he accepts the Yesod, and he questions the Rambam understanding the details of the Bahag, who did include some of them. So Ramban says that he's pointed the different Gemaras. There is a Gemara in Sukkah that says Miluim is Eina Noig L'Doros, and that supports the Rambam Shita. But he says that there were Yemei Miluim. This Rambam also has there were Yemei Miluim in the time of Ezra. And Kosa Ateris Koyanim that says that Tzav Zoyis HaTorah La'oila V'la Mincha V'la Chatef La'osham V'la Miluim U'lezevach HaShlom Tzivishem Es Moshe. So the Parsha in Tzav, the Sifrei in Tzav includes Yimei Miluim amongst all the Kodshei Doros. So the Ramban says that you see that the mitzvah of being mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash, was not a Hirashah. It was L'Darves. The Ramban says that there are two parts to the Mishnah Bilum. So again, to the Machlekes Rambam Ramban, whether Taryag Mitzvahs will include the Mitzvah Bilum. Right? The Ramban does not, as far as I can see, have another entry in the Mitzvahs of Yimei HaMiluim. So exactly how that plays itself out in the count Tzarechiyin, but what's clear is that the Rambam holds the Yimei Miluim do not are a Rasha. They were not L'Dorais, and the Ramban says that the Parshas of Miluim is L'Dorais. Elamai says, but they're mysterious in the Sugyas. So he says there are two parts to the Yimei Miluim. One is being Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash, and then the other is being Mekadesh the Koyanim. So the being Mekadesh the Koyanim, so that is L'Doros. And that will not have to, being Mekadesh the Koyanim, that's L'Doros. But being Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash, so that's going to have to, that will be, that being Mekadesh the Koyanim is not L'Doros. That's a one-time deal. Being Mekadesh the Koyanim, being Mekadesh the Mikdash, right? Abol Nira Elai ki Amiluim shekrivu ala Koyanim lemale yisyodim lachahin lo yihoye el l'shah ki be'eisa hi hivdil arin v'zare l'akdisha Koyanish koshul L'Doros. So the role of the Yimei HaMiluim in separating out the Koyanim and giving him the Kiddush of Kahuna and being Meichel Aleihem, all the Halachis of Kahuna, so that's L'Doros. And anybody who's Mizera Aroin is going to get, will inherit that Kiddusha and doesn't have to have any other process of being Mechanech. So, but miluim ha'elu shehem ekrivu b'mei Ezra ki ha'mizbeach chadosh. That was a new mizbeach. There's no connection between the mizbeach of Ezra and the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So tzarech miluim l'katshe kibish mei Moshe. V'chein ala bayis atzmoi hekivu miluim l'katshe. Koske in Yecheskel k'losed lovei. But the Kayanim said they will have the exact same, they will pick up the Kiddush. In other words, it's almost like a Kiddush of Rishoyin the Kitchel and Shaito L'Osel Lover. So, Hayotze Mikolzeh is that according to the Ramban, so the mitzvah of Miluim is L'Dairos. The mitzvah of Miluim L'Kadesh Hamokim. So that will have to be restarted and restated and done over again. There's a separate mitzvah miluim. And according to Rambam, it's not a separate mitzvah. That was a hirah l'daris at that particular time. But it's not liyosad lavei. The Ramban's mahalach addresses one of the questions that many of the achronim discuss in the sugya. Many of the achronim discuss, for example, Urim v'tumim. Why is an Urim v'tumim beinayu? Why should an Urim v'tumim be one of the halachas? Was it ma'akev? Urim v'tumim is not ma'akev l'doros. So why did the Gemara list Urim v'tumim as being one of the details that was it ma'akev? The Achrenim have other questions. The Ramban points out, well, let's say, the Seder Levisha Big Day Kayanim. So Ramban says, the Gemara, that's goof what the Gemara is pointing out. All the kashas of the Ika Beinayu are all things that have to do with the Mikdash, but not with the Kayanim. In other words, whether we do Smicha, whether we do Tnufa, or whether we do, even this will be a Mahalach and Precious, Kayin Gadol, so those are all halachas in being Mekadosh, the Mokim Beis Mikdash. Right. Is that? Riba Mishnah Shiva. Good? Okay. What will everyone say about that? So, L'chayra, the Ramban's going to have to say, and this is, right, is going to have to say that the Big Day Kahuna are part of the mitzvah of the Avodah, Hachana for Avodah. Right? There's a discussion amongst the Briskirov has whether the Big Day Kahuna are lechavil sefaros of the kain, are the big day kahuna part of the being machabe the avoida? So Biskirav says that the big day kahuna but din in the avoida, not a din in the being machabe the kain. That's what we found out last week. Then in Rambam, the mitzvah big day kahuna is lechavil sefaros, right? The Ravid seems to disagree with that. So Lachar would have to say something along those lines. So Lachar, again, Lachar is Mukhuch and Ramban. Ramban says it's in our sugya. That's why Big Day Kahuna, the Seder Levisha, is different. So what do you do with Riboy Begadim? So Lachar, you have to say that wearing the Big Day Kahuna, so that is a din in the Avoida. That gives cover to the Avoida. But the Seder HaLevisha, the Maisa Levish itself, that was Machanech Lekayim. So he says that would explain why the Urim Tumim was not Bechlau, the Urim Tumim, whether the shame is in the Cheshen or not, so that would not have an impact on the Mokim HaMikdash. That had to do with the Eli Kohen Gadol. So that's the Kasha that many Achronim, I think, was a re-raise it, is why is it that, and listen, the next kasha, that why is it that the Gemara says, my beinayu, only the Gemara says, my dahava have only legavi levishas begadim. Why did the Gemara say, my dahava have the beginning of the sugya? So, according to Ramban, is b'chalan kasha. According to Ramban, the Gemara only asked might have a have when it came to Levisha's Kainim. So he says that's not going to be done again. Being machanech the Kain Gadol won't happen again, but being machanech the Beis Hamikdash, that's going to happen again. So according to Ramban, there's Chol Nokasha. All right. So again, so what have we said? We pointed out that there's a machlokes of Yechlin Chanina, and the machlokes is based on the limudim. The Ritva says, so what will Chanina say to Rabbi Yechanan? So the Ritva says, either he'll say that he disagrees with the drushas, he'll have to resolve how we the our sugi with the Gemara and Yevamis, or it's a svara that it's only svara to say that that which is makhle doris is ma'akev yimei milun. So lechayra, the second mahalach of the Ritva Kluli is saying that the machlekes of Yechon and Chanin is a machlekes in svara. Lechayra, the machlekes is whether the avoida should be miluim is the avoida kuchol adoris, and therefore it should have all the details. And therefore, have all the details of the Darius, and it's not Ma'akav Darius, it's Ma'akav Miluim. Or do we say, no, the Avoid of Miluim as another Kiyum? It's a Kiyum to be Machanech, the Beis HaMikdash. So, in its role as being Machanech, the Beis HaMikdash, so in that role, Kol Mashakos of Harsha Ma'akav, that's Kocha, that's part of being Makanish. So, Lechayra, either we could identify the Machlekes Rambam. Ramban with Rav Chanina Rabbi Yochanan, possibly. That's a lot of work to resolve, to make sure everything's l'shitasei. Or you could say that the two days of the Ritva, that's much easier to, you know, it's less work. The two days of the Ritva, as the Machlekes identifies with the Machlekes Ramban Ramban. Right? What's the Machlekes? The Ramban of a Machlekes is whether the Milum are separate mitzvah or not. So l'chayra, if the din of the miluim is to do the avoidish b'chol dor b'dor, and to do that avoidah b'chol yev, do that, and that initiates the mikdash. So lechayra is the avoidish b'chol dor b'dor. That's chanina. That's what the Ritva says. That's a svara to say that. Why should the avoidah be different? Miluim. There is a mitzvah miluim. A mitzvah miluim means that it doesn't just mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu said start doing your avoidah today. And by doing the Avoda today, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mikdash is up and running. Avodas Mechan Chosin, no. If there's a separate mitzvah, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Avoda of these 8 days has a different role, a different kiyum. What do you mean different kiyum? It's Mechanech, it's Mekadesh, it's Avodas Mechan Chosin. So that's why Yechanan would say, that's what he would darshan from the psukim, that's what the svara would lead us to say, that it's a separate din, separate milum. So according to Ramban, the sugyum, there's still some rough spots, but other issues in the sugya fall into place. Number one, why don't we say ma'adahavahavi? We don't have havi. We have to know what's going to be ma'akev in bayis shlishi. We have to know that in bayis shlishi when machanech lebeis hamikdash. So then, if we don't do smicha, we don't do tufa, ma'akev or not. We have to know if we regard him or not. So we have to know that then, according to Rambam. I have to explain why we didn't ask Ma'ida Hava Havei over here. Why did we say, but according to Ramban, it also helps to understand, the Ramban brings it as a raif is din. The Ramban has the chiddush to say that it's not the entire Yemei HaMiluim, it's only that which relates to the Mokim HaMikdash that has to become, that has the din of being Mechanech. Attacking when it comes to the Kayanim, so those Avoidos are not going to be Lidairos. That's going to be only for that time. So one could suggest that when it comes to the activities of the Kayanim, the Yimei HaMiluim, so that was Avoidos HaMechanechosan. When it comes to the activities that have to relate to the Mokim and Mikdash, that is a separate din of being a Kim and Yimei HaMiluim. And that would end for why we don't ask Mada Hava Hava, you only ask it by the Levishas Koyanim. Again, it would be a Raya for the Brisk Rose Mahalach, that Levishas Begodim is a din of Yimachabe the Avoidah, and therefore it's a din in, again, it's not, I have to get into it, but being, Chisorin Begodim. Exactly what is it? But when it comes to the Levish of the Kayanim, so that would fit in very, very well. Elamash Initial Letarates is the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, why did the Gemara ask that Kasha? Why did the Gemara ask Mada Have Have? If according to Rambam, it's not a mitzvah Lederis. So the numerous yeshuvim, some say, well, it does ultimately impact on the, whether the prisha is ma'akev in Yom Kippur or not. Some suggest that, that there is some nafkamina ledina. Others say that madahava have doesn't apply to avoida bachlal. Why? Because since there's a mitzvah to learn that in the Shalma Porn Sveseinu, that would apply to the avoida, wouldn't apply to the Vishas Vigodim. But some quote the Rosh, I think, that says in Chulin that the Gemara only says Madahava Have when the Gemara has an inquiry, so to speak. When the Gemara says Niboilu, Ketzer Albishan. Why the Gemara did say Mai Beinayu. This isn't Mai Beinayu also trying to figure out. Unless Mai Beinayu was the Gemara trying to be Mevara, what the Vichanan says. Mitzarchian. To have a very sharp mahalach and to explain why this is not a sugya of, or the Gemara didn't raise the question. Okay, apologies for being late, but it was beyond my control.